Today, a sound not heard in Washington in more than half a century. An official singing of the Cuban national anthem as that country's flag was raised over the newly reopened Cuban embassy this morning. The U.S. and Cuba formally reestablished relations just after midnight. It's an historic change over the previous 50 years that were marked by the deep freeze of Cold War mistrust. During that time, what little did flow between the two countries, beyond politics, was music. This is Somebody to Love Me, one of the first singles off Pan Americano, the new album from the Grammy-nominated Cuban-born, Miami-based band Tiempo Libre. Tiempo Libre's seven members first met at a musical conservatory in Havana. Later, when they had made their way to the U.S., they got together to play in their free time. Hence the name Tiempo Libre. And last week, two band members joined us to talk about their new album, Pan Americano, musical director and pianist Jorge Gomez and lead singer Xavier Mui. Well, first of all, let's hear just some more of the music off the new album. Let's listen to Monta Que Te Quedas. What a great sound. Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Monta Que Te Quedas. That's a Xavier composition, so he can tell you about that.
Yeah, we wrote that song together. We're talking about how we're traveling a lot, so we always are around the world, and we bring the people the Cuban music. And that song, we have a very special guest from Venezuela, Luis Fernando. He's a very famous singer there, so it's a very party song.
you can hear it, exactly. Well, now, the song talks about timba, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about that. For those of us who don't know, what is timba?
Timba basically is the mix between jazz and Cuban rhythms. Like salsa, song, guaguancó, cha-cha-cha, dance song, rumba.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily a kind of music that you were told at one time would sell in the United States, right?
Well, it's very difficult, the music itself, because it's, you have to be a musician to understand what's happening with all those mixes, rhythm and harmony and a lot of solos. But the idea is that someone have to do a good promotion to that kind of music.
Is that what you feel like you're doing?
Yes, that's what we are doing for 13 years.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk about a little bit more about the new album. Its title is Pan Americano. Now, why did you decide to call the album that?
It's the mix between a lot of culture. The album is about our neighborhood. We live in Miami Beach. And in Miami Beach, when you walk on the street, you can find people from Venezuela, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Uruguay, Chile, Argentina, Puerto Rico. So in a block, you have five different restaurants from different countries. And the album is all about that. It's how we live together in the same community.
Mm. And we hear how cosmopolitan that sound is in this particular song, which I want to play a little bit of. This is Quién Soy Yo. Quién yo soy, la gente a mí me pregunta, bueno, ¿qué? De dónde vengo y pa' dónde voy. Y le decimos, somos tiempo libre.
Oye, tú sabes, mamá.
Quién yo soy, la gente a mí me pregunta,
yeah, yeah.
De dónde vengo y pa' dónde voy. Y le decimos, somos tiempo libre.
Tú sabes.
Xavier, can you tell us a little bit more about this song?
We're talking about who we are, really, because people sometimes asking us, the airport or whatever, oh, you're a Cuban band. Wow, what kind of music do you play on? How is your name, no? And that song is we're talking about who we are, what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, speaking of who you are, I mean, Jorge, you grew up in Cuba, but you were trained as a classical pianist, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, at the Cuban Musical Conservatory.
Yes, all the members of the band, we studied together in the same school. We studied 15 years classical music, the music of Beethoven, Mozart, Liszt, Chopin, Béla Bartók. And then at the same time, we were learning how to play jazz, how to play Cuban tumbaos, how to play boleros, charanga, every rhythm in Cuba.
So there was a great musical mix in your actual training. Did you listen to a lot of American music at the time?
Of course, but the problem is it was illegally to hear American music
in
the 70s, 80s, even 90s. So we have to go secretly to the roof of your house, invent some kind of antenna, and try to get any signal from the United States. We maybe spend weeks trying to get that signal, and sometimes we get lucky and we start recording cassette, a lot of cassette. And that way is how we learn about Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Kool & the Gang, Chaka Khan, Chick Corea, Mal Davis, you name it. That was a huge door for us.
This theme of different traditions, different musical styles, genres, basically the cosmopolitan nature of the music that you love seems to play through so much of the work that you do. This is from a 2009 album that Tiempo Libre did, Bach in Havana, and it takes on some familiar classical selections, including Bach's Minuet in G, but puts your special twist on it. So let's listen. Jorge, I'm curious, when you hear that, what are you hearing in that music?
When I was a boy in Cuba, my father teaching me how to play the piano. Oh, you have to do it better, better, and better. And at the same time, when I go back from the school to my house, I was listening to the guaguancó on the street. People playing dominoes, singing, and playing guaguancó on the table.
So we just listened to some music from your 2009 album, but let's get back to talking about this latest one, Panamericano. This is a track whose title is simply Grandpa. Is this song about the things that you leave behind when you leave your home country?
Exactly. It's how we miss Cuba. We have everything in the United States, but we're still missing the way that you can smell the fruit, smell the ocean, smell the street, all those, how do you say, story that we left behind.
Mm. And, I mean, for you, is there any part of you that wants to go back and stay there permanently?
All the time.
Uh-huh.
I have part of my soul is living there.
Cuba, yo te llevo dentro, y eso es así, puro sentimiento. Cuba, yo te llevo dentro.
Jorge and Xavier, it was so interesting for me to hear that, you know, when you were young and getting that formative musical training, that you would go from the conservatory and then go home and climb up on the roof to tune that antenna, right? To hear music coming in from the United States, because I mean that was Cuba of your youth. And I wonder what you make of what's happening between the U.S. and Cuba now. I mean, there has been a certain thawing of relations there. Do you think that that's going to make a difference to young Cubans today, to the music they hear, to their lives?
Yes, for sure. That's something very good for the people living in Cuba. Right now, they don't have to go to the roof. For example, they don't have to make antennas. Just take a plane and come to Miami and listen to some music.
And what about for Americans who want to get to know Cuba better? I mean, perhaps even just, you know, through the music to begin with.
Yes, for sure. It's an enigma for so many years. So why not to go to Cuba and see for yourself how the Cubans live, how they dance, how they play dominoes, hear the story from hand to hand.
If you buy the Panamericano CD, you are a step close. A good recommendation for everyone.
Well, Jorge Gomez is the founder, pianist, and musical director of Tiempo Libre. Xavier Mili is lead vocalist. Their new album is Panamericano. Jorge and Xavier, thank you so much for joining us. It was really great to talk with you.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you for having me.